right, let us move on to item five, which is to consider approval of the routine items listed A to D in the agenda. Any discussion or a motion on the routine items to approve?
I will move to approve.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the routine items, A, B, C, and D. Any discussion, questions, comments? Not seeing any? All right, let's vote on the motion. I'm sorry, John.
Yes. Took me a while to get to it. just asking for maybe a little bit more explanation on the jasmine frost tier change. The date goes back to 2013. Just curious what the background is here. Okay. Notice it, page four of item five.
Right, let me get that up here.
The fourth one down.
So is your question to
there's just so many
in the minutes?
Yeah, with 10 years, I'm just curious what the background is on a tier correction occurring after 10 years.
I noticed that Jasmine Lee was moved over.
Sorry, I'll have to look into that. I'm not able to find a response on that at this moment.
All right.
I also see there is a typo because for the second line, it says 2002 instead of 2022.
Okay. Well, it's the thought that we want to clarify the item before taking up the minutes. I guess I'll pose that question to John, but also to other board members.
I don't know that we can't take the minutes up. I'm just curious on what would be the background on 10 years of delay before recognizing a tier change. But I don't know that we can't approve it. I'm assuming it happened. I'm just curious on why.
And Mr. Chair, we can staff can look at that and respond to the board separately on that.
And that's fine with me, at least from my side.
The question before us is whether the minutes accurately reflect the actions taken at the September 14, 2022 meeting. If we collectively think they do, subject to the clarification that John Phillips is seeking, and I think the rest of us are now curious about as well, I don't see any reason why we can't consider the minutes based on that standard. So. And I see Karen has appeared on my screen. So did you want to add anything, Madam General Counsel?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Just a clarification, this item is not related to the minutes. This is a standalone item that would need the board's approval.
All right. So I take it you would agree with my statement that to the extent that the minutes fully reflect the actions taken at the September 14, 2022 meeting, they can be considered and, if appropriate, approved, right? Is that fair?
The one confusion, I think, is that this item doesn't relate to minutes. It is a brand new item for today's consideration. And the board can decide whether you would like to approve it today with the caveat that staff will return to the board with a report about the item mentioned.
Now, why don't we just pull the item from this consent calendar, so to speak, and then get more information, and we could even see if someone has more information by the end of the meeting in which we could act on it, or if it's going to require a full presentation, defer it to the next meeting unless there's some time sensitivity involved in this.
Well, there's certainly no time sensitivity involved in the approval of the minutes, considering it approving the
No, because it's a separate item. That's what Karen's saying. Agreed. You've got the minutes, and then you've got this other item. So the minutes can move forward, but this particular item is the one that you would pull and not act upon right now. And we can either bring it back at the end of the meeting, or we can bring it back at a future meeting if staff needs additional time to provide us that information.
Agreed.
And Scott, I think we already approved the minutes. It was item four. This is item five.
You know, I apologize. I was looking down. I normally put a hash mark. I do put a hash mark next to it, and I didn't notice that I had done that. So I apologize.
And also, since we're pulling it, I would think that we also need to correct Kasich Miles to 2022, right? Because it says 02 right now, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So let's pass the item for the moment. And hold it in abeyance, and that'll give Jasmine some time to take a look at the question that was posed. If there's any further elucidation on that, we can take it up. If not, we can defer it. So,
Mr. Chair, just a point of order. Does that mean that we withdraw the motions, or the motion's sort of in limbo at the moment?
The motion has been made and seconded, but prior to taking any action on the motion, we're going to defer the item pending further information that can be gained during the course of the meeting. I think that's the status. But there's a pending motion and a second to approve.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Can I? I'm sorry. I did find some information on Jasmine Frost.
Would you like that information now? Sure.
Yeah, she was. She was a previous member, legacy member. She was rehired in 2013, and she was placed in PEPRA tier in error. So we just came across that.
All right.
Is there a cost implication in missing that?
Let me take a peek and see if I have anything else. Well,
there should be, or the employer would have to make up that deficiency if, in fact, she's been in the wrong tier. So the contributions would be much lower over that intervening period. And then that would, I'm assuming she did not have the appropriate retirement amount withdrawn from her paycheck either, if it's really been that long.
Yeah, and she shouldn't be in PEPRA. I mean, she should be in her original assignment, right?
Well, she should, but then has she been working for 10 years with this wrong classification? Because then how do you handle the fact that for 10 years she's been making retirement contributions as if she was in PEPRA, a much lower amount than she would be making in her appropriate?
And actually, depending on her age of entry, she might even be due refund, because if her age of entry is low enough, she might have been contributing more, because PEPRA doesn't have age of entry. So if I remember, PEPRA contributions are roughly kind of in between. So if you started like 20, then you contribute less into Classic than you would contribute into PEPRA.
I'm hearing that this item may still need additional.
Well, I think we should pass it, but I think we, as a matter, I mean, it doesn't matter. We've got to correct that. And I don't think that's a problem, but I think what we should do is I'd like a report back of how we handle, and it doesn't even have to be this specific case, but how we do handle these, who ends up making up any difference. Do we do a refund if they've over-contributed, as Dennis suggested, or if they have under-contributed, do we require the member to do that? Is that something we absorb because it was our mistake, or do we require the employer to make up both the employees and their underfunded amount, or does it just go into the underfunding of the employer? So based on that, I think you should go forward with the motions, because I don't think this would have any different. This is more, we're curious what's going to happen, but it doesn't change the fact that we need to put this person in the appropriate tier.
Fair enough. There's a motion and a second on the floor to approve the routine items. I think there is. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously 9-0. Now that I've caught up my agenda and I know what item we're considering.